And welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 83. It's Chris from Canada. And yay, hopefully you guys can hear some audio improvement here as I have finally got the mixer and the lovely mic all set up, stand and all, and we're rolling. So that first amazing track you heard there was from a band called Laugh the Boy. The song was Sun. They're from Toronto, Ontario. And my favorite kind of track, it came to me direct from the musicians. Isn't that amazing? I love when tracks come to me direct from the musicians. So let's see what the band had to say. They say, you know when you're obsessed with a certain goal or idea, not even knowing why, but you just keep chasing after it? Our new song, The Sun, initially came as a bit of a metaphor for that feeling. I was looking at my plants and how they were always reaching and growing in that direction. Lay in the grass, watch the trees, and stream Sun through SoundCloud or Spotify. So, of course, you know, great spot to go get music, Spotify. You can get us over there now, you know? Did you know that? You didn't have to get us through your podcatcher if you're out and about and you forgot to download us. You can go grab us over on Spotify. It's fantastic. So this song came out August 9th. We're a little bit behind, but as you know, we're working through a bit of a backlog here, so we're getting there step by step. Hopefully by the next show, you'll see some more new changes coming through too. So stay tuned, watch for those. So Laugh the Boy is Chris and Sean, and here's our next track.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Follow the work, keep it said about the things I said when I held the floor. Oh, I held the floor. Only oceans know.
Thanks. I've got quite the variety of tunes this week. We're not just sticking to kind of like one genre or just all upbeat tracks. So up first there for you, we had a band called Bassett. The song is Waterloo, and they are from Toronto, Ontario. These guys, it was a direct submit to me, which is pretty fantastic. That track came out just back in June. It was sent to me before the release date, but the EP actually came out June 28th. The little ditty in the email that they sent me said, "The raw acoustic sound of fiddle and cello serve the track in symmetry with the lyrics. We think production and instrumentation keeps the song feeling really natural and human. The verses are powerful and inflamed, while the chorus is wistful and frail." So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track. It really stood out to me when I got it in the inbox and just knew it was something I was going to play on an upcoming show. Then we had J.S. Williams. The song was Only Oceans, and they are from Montreal, Quebec. This came to me through Matt from Artura Research, and I usually almost always play stuff when Matt sends it to me. So what Matt writes about J.S. Williams is that he's played, I assume it's a he, has played an important role in music in Montreal and internationally with his work as a composer, guitarist, and musician. His unique talent has led him to work with acclaimed artists, and he's already being compared to Bon Iver and Dan Auerbach. So hopefully you guys like those two tracks. We've got three more to go today, and we're going to continue the variety, and yeah, enjoy.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Thank you. cops in an unknown town. Every little part of me drowns. I watch your back, you watch your mind.
Have it, folks. Two more fantastic tracks. Apparently the sound is on my phone. Don't know if you guys heard that or not, but today I'm too lazy to go back and edit that. So to start with, there we had Ace of Wands and their track Lioness. They're from Toronto, Ontario, and they came to me direct, which is pretty fantastic. I love direct stuff. So they say this is their title track for their forthcoming debut album. It was written at a time of transformation in their life, and the song came from a place of self-destruction while I was simultaneously searching for strength and the ability to preserve. The lioness, a powerful, fierce, nurturing, and self-reliant creature, embodied all of the qualities I was searching for in myself at the same time. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. They wrote a whole bunch more, but it's way too long to like share it all. And we have other tracks to deal with today, so let's see what the second track was. Okay, so the second band here, I'm going to try and get this right. They thankfully did put a pronunciation into the email, so I'm going to try and follow that to the best of my ability, and I apologize if I get this wrong. The band would be Altimita or Altimita, depending on how you decide you want to pronounce an AE together. And the track was Losing Sleep. The song came direct to me, and they are from Edmonton, Alberta. So they write saying, "Losing sleep is an echoing shout from the bottom of the well of human emotion. Not a cry for help, but rather a cry of resilience while crawling your way back to the surface." So you can grab this over on SoundCloud or your preferred platforms. I believe I found it over on Spotify. And of course, it might make it into the Insomnia Radio Chem playlist that I have started over on Spotify as well. Speaking of Spotify, thank you to everybody who's been tuning in and grabbing the show from there. We've picked up one follower so far, 17 listeners, 14 streams, and 32 starts. So I've got to do a little research and find out exactly what the difference is between a start and a stream. Now I start, maybe they start listening to it and pause it or stop listening. But I can actually see stats on each show over there, which is pretty amazing. The last show we put up, the show 82, got 7 starts, 5 streams, and 5 listeners. So that is pretty fantastic for just only being over there for like a month now. So let's get a little bit of business out of the way here. We are on show 83. I'm still looking for an outro. Looking for more bumpers, you know, those little bits that come up in between the songs, which, you know, I'm happy to get them from listeners, from bands, any variety, as creative or as simple as you like, more the better. Then you don't have to hear the same one over and over and over again, because I will pick favorites and play them over and over again when I don't get new stuff. The other bits, let's see, if you have feedback for me, you can do it over on Twitter, which would be at @IR_Canada. You can send it to us over on our Facebook page, or you can email it in, chris@insomniaradio.net. So bands, send me your stuff. Listeners, if you've got a favorite band who's indie, Creative Commons, send them my information. You send me their information. We'll cross paths it somewhere or somehow, something. I'm still going through the backlog, so we have enough music planned out for another show and a half still. And this does lead to us being able to put out shows on a more regular basis. There are more changes coming to the show. Hopefully I will be able to talk about those at the next show, as I'm just sorting out the last bits of details for that. And we still have one more track for you today. So this will round out our show at about 30-minute mark, and hopefully that works for you guys. More regular shows at half-hour marks rather than longer pauses between shows and getting them at the one-hour mark. So our last track today, and I think it's probably my favorite for the show, is Cecile Monique. The song is Genesis. This was a direct submit to me. She only lists on her Facebook page that she is from Ontario, Canada. Doesn't give any more specific details than that, which is fine. She's Canadian. It's all good, right? Let's see. I've got a bit of information here somewhere. Her page does list her as being comparable to bands like Nightwish, Within Temptation, and Leaves Eyes, which is fantastic. All bands that I have enjoyed. She's an independent gothic symphonic musician from Ontario, and she actually heard about my show from a listener and suggested she contact me. So thank you, Cecile, for contacting me. I will be definitely playing more of her music on future shows as she submits stuff to me. I believe I've got the whole album, so this will be fantastic. Some stuff to break up the other stuff I get. Play some great tunes. So thank you, Cecile. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, musicians, for sending stuff in to me. And I hope you all have a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch you on the next show, show 84, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. Ciao.
is not the end.